Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Silk Roads, The Present and Future of the World by Peter Frankopan. Read for you by Leighton Pugh.
Introduction. When The Silk Roads, A New History of the World, was published in 2015, it touched a nerve. As an author, naturally, I hoped that people would read and enjoy what I had written. As an academic historian, though, I had long found out that things I wanted to work on frequently had limited appeal to others. Conversations about my research at drinks, parties and dinners did not often last for long, and even with my colleagues, engagement was usually directly linked to periods or regions of mutual interest. The success of the Silk Roads, therefore, took me by surprise. It turned out lots of people did want to learn more about the world, just as I had done when I was young. I was not the only one, after all, who wanted to learn about other peoples, cultures and regions that had enjoyed glorious times in the past that had been washed away by the insistent story of more recent histories. It quickly became apparent that moving the centre of focus away from the familiar story of Europe and the West to Asia and the East came as a breath of fresh air for many readers. So too did looking at the role of the connections that have linked continents together for millennia. In the late 19th century, the German geographer Ferdinand von Richthofen came up with a term to describe the networks of exchange linking Han Dynasty China with the world beyond. He called these connections die Seidenstraßen, or the Silk Roads, a term that caught the imagination of scholars and the general public.